Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Noah Osland with a chance here and the game on his stick. Osland at center. He's going to take it to the left circle. Osland now cuts in. Backhand. Deke scores! What a beautiful goal! Noah Osland in overtime and the Sabres pick up 2 points in Minnesota.
There's Dan Dunleavy on the call, and that is your game winner in the shootout for Noah Osland. Buffalo got 3 out of 4 shootout attempts to go in. Thompson, Quinn, and then Osland to win it. That's the goal of the game. It's brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. As we welcome you here into the postgame, Brian Colziel with you. A 3-2 shootout victory. Buffalo with a solid effort tonight on the road, picking up their second road win of the season. They outshoot Minnesota 32-24 and get some good goaltending down the stretch from Colton Ellis. And then in the shootout, now they score on 3 out of 4 attempts and come away with a 3-2 victory. And that ends Minnesota's 7-game win streak. All right, so 2 points. We know a ton of work to do in the standings for Buffalo, but at least for tonight, they can definitely feel good about their win here on the road against a good team that has been playing great hockey as of late. All right, let's go now to Paul Hamilton to get his thoughts here. And Paul, the Sabres, I thought, worked hard down the stretch of this game. They got some good goaltending from Ellis, and it's been a while since we've seen so many goals go in the shootout for them offensively, and it's Osland that comes through.
Yeah, and you know what? Osland, that's his first attempt in the NHL. I will almost guarantee you that came from Seth Appert, who was his, you know, that who knows a little bit about Osland, not a lot, but a little bit. And plus they get to see it in practice also. I mean, Lindy Ruff has gone on a hunch twice this year. Now he had Byram take one, his first in the NHL, and he scored. Osland take one, his first in the NHL, he scored. Now Quinn is. Now, of course, they're 1,000, but they only have one shot. Quinn is their best shooter. He is now 5-45. He's now 6 of 11. Powers 2 for 4. Then it goes to Tuck 2 for 12 for 29, and Thompson 9 for 26. So, Quinn didn't – I think he's missed a couple in a row, but he's can be pretty nifty going in, too. I know he missed a breakaway in overtime, but he got in tight because the breakaway came late. And he just had to kind of pull away a little bit. So I don't necessarily blame him that he missed the breakaway there. But, and I'll say what I said in the last intermission. This was back-to-back going Buffalo to Minnesota. Now, yes, yesterday's game, what time did we start yesterday? 4 or 4:30?
We started at 4. And we've
so that's a little earlier. I mean, it's not like they got to Minnesota in the middle of the night. And as I said earlier, you can fly over the lake, so it's not as long as maybe you're thinking it might be. But Minnesota played two, but Minnesota played at home, so you would think advantage Wild. Well, I really don't think the Wild wore down either, quite honestly. I thought this was a good energy game by both teams. I don't think either team really wore down in the game, especially Buffalo. The shots were 8-3. They only gave up three shots in the third period. And when you're playing a team that's won seven in a row like the Wild and you're trailing going into the third period, you probably aren't going to beat that team. You know, 99 times out of 100, you're probably not going to beat that team. But the Sabres defy the odds, you know, despite being on a losing streak, despite only having one road win, despite facing a team that has won seven in a row, you know, they defy the odds. And leading after two periods coming into the game, Minnesota was 12-0-2. So now they're 12-0-3. And the Sabres, trailing after two periods, were 1-8-1. Now they're 2-8-1. So, and the Buffalo Sabres aren't too good usually when they give up the first goal also. And that's, you know, something they did in this game. And, you know, they still came back and won it. So there are a lot of things to like. And I probably one of the best things to like was young goaltender Colton Ellis.
Yeah.
Don't forget, that was his first career shootout. Now, a couple of really good goal scorers scored on him, Boldy and Kaprizov. But, you know, he got through it, you know, because his team came through in the shootout. He made two bell-ringing saves in overtime when Thompson blew a tire and Faber came down 3-on-2. He stopped that, and then Faber came in front by himself, and he stopped that. And then Thompson hustled back after he blew the tire behind the net and blocked a shot. Good for him. You know, he gets criticized for his defense, but he never gave up. And I also liked one of his back checks in the third period where, you know, Minnesota looked like they were coming and Thompson just put his head down and came back as hard as he could and got back. So those are, you know, we talked about one percenters that Lindy Ruff likes to talk about the other day. Those are positive one percenters right there. You know, where you did everything you could to try to get back. Did Buffalo get a break to win a hockey game? Yeah, they did. But still, Josh Doan went in. He missed the net, went over the top, hit the glass, comes back. Zuccarello tries to clear the puck with his glove and puts it in the net. You know, okay, you get a break.
Yep, you got one.
So they actually got two breaks. Malenstein goes to the net. He's right on top of the crease. The puck hit, you know, the shot hits Gustafson. He makes the save, bounces right to Malenstein, hits him, and winds up in the net. So, but you, how many times have I said you make your own breaks? Why did you get that break? Because you're standing on top of the crease. You're there, you know, so you can get a bounce, and the bounce went your way. So, you know, good for them. I mean, Minnesota had some good – Ellis had to make some really good saves in this game. And I've been wanting for how long to see him after that Calgary game. It was his first bad game out of five in the NHL. And I think he had to sit on that far too long. But he responded with a great game against Minnesota in this one. Minnesota had 24 shots, so he had 22 saves. And Buffalo played pretty well defensively. I mean, they made some goofy mistakes on the Minnesota goals, too. But they played pretty well defensively, only gave up 24 shots. And Ellis had to, you know, play very well also in goal and did so.
Yeah. Let's get a couple of final stats here with Paul. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots, again, Minnesota only gets three in the third. Two in the OT, so just 24 total, as Paul mentioned. Buffalo at 8 in the third, 2 in the OT. So they outshoot Minnesota 32-24. Both teams 0 for 3 on the power play. Ellis gets the win with 22 saves. Gustafson, the shootout loss, with 30 saves overall. And now our three stars of the game, brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at bluestarhs.com. Kaprizov, star number 3. Oslin with the game winner on the shootout, star number two, and Rasmus Dahlin, star number one. The attendance, 17,233 tonight in St. Paul, and Buffalo will next play Winnipeg to open up December on Monday. That is a 7:45 puck drop, just in case you've got tickets. It's not going to start till 7:45, so be aware of that coming up on Monday. Paul, how about just three shots for the Wild there in the third? Did you like Buffalo's defense overall in that third period there? Well, they were able to hold on, and at least we knew at that point, at least get themselves at least a point going into the OT.
Yeah, I thought they played very well. The one big save Ellis made early was on Boldy from the slot. But he only had to make three saves in the period. And, you know, that's so, you know, the other two I don't really have in my notes, so I don't think they were bell ringers. But that Ellis one from the slot on Boldy, Boldy's red hot and has a goal in the game, also scored in the shootout. So, yeah. You know, I thought, you know, he was very solid.
And Ellis made a nice save in the OT, Paul, when there was a scramble. And I know Dan thought maybe Minnesota was going to be offsides. Their player ran into the official that maybe would have called it offsides, but he was down on the ice. But that was a nice sequence that he had there.
I agree with Dan. I think had they scored there, I think the Sabres might have had may have been able to
challenge
that. That might have gone to Toronto. Who knows?
Who knows if
you get it. But
right.
But from real action, that looked offside to me too. And I was thinking, if they score here, Sabres probably are gonna, you know, get a break.
Absolutely, Paul. When you said about, you know, getting the tip maybe from Seth Appert, regardless of whether or not, you know, Appert said Oslin's good in shootouts or whatever, ultimately at some point Lindy has to process. Okay, is Oslin up for this moment? So I want to credit Lindy for doing that and for Oslin for taking advantage of the fact that, hey, the game is on your stick and your head coach and your assistant coach are giving you the chance here.
Yeah, I think Oslin is the type of player. He's very level-headed. Nothing, doesn't get too far up, doesn't get too far down. You know, he seems to recover from mistakes rather quickly. And he doesn't make a whole lot of them. I mean, he's a pretty good two-way player. And it has shown well so far. And I think there's a reason Roseanne went down and Oslin didn't. I think Oslin's a better hockey player all around. Oslin's a good two-way player. Roseanne pretty much isn't. Roseanne made some defensive errors. I mean, people are still writing me how they're mad about him going down. I had zero problem with him going down, quite honestly. Who else? I mean, you already put Gertsen on waivers. If you figure out your goaltending situation, there is a roster spot there. And if Oslin goes back down, when Norris comes back, it's not the end of the world. But you can also solve it by solving your goaltending and not having to do that. But, you know, it's still, I mean, he's done a good job filling in here. And once again, you worry about when you have to worry about it. People get all wild about, well, we don't want to send this guy, we don't want to send that guy, and then it's time to do it and three guys are hurt. And you don't even have to make a decision because you just put three guys on IR and then you activated Norris, let's say. You know, and that's the way this year has gone for them. So many people get hurt. You know, they're calling people up more than they're sending them down. You know, so it's, you know, Norris might play Monday. Worry about it Monday. You know, Who knows if he got an injury in this game. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Maybe you have to worry about, maybe you don't. Too much hand-wringing goes on about, well, in 3 weeks we're going to have to send down two guys. In 3 weeks you may have called up and sent down nine guys. I mean, with the way injuries go on this team. So worry about it in the day, you got to worry about it.
Yep. All right, let's read a couple of tweets here as we get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. You can send them to me after each and every game at BrianWGR. Paul, I want to read you this one here. Mark says, I think Ellis has been the best of the three goalies. I think he deserves to be number one right now. Would you say Ellis deserves to get
I don't disagree with the first part. I'm not ready to make him a number one goaltender in the NHL. I didn't like the fact that he got sat for a while after one bad game. I would have sat him Friday, which against Chicago, which I think he probably, even if he had a good game, was going to sit there.
Yeah.
Because he had played a lot, so that was a chance to sit him and then come back with him on Sunday. And I still would have come back with him on Sunday, but they didn't. But I'm not ready to name anybody a number one goaltender, especially somebody who's only played six NHL games.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. Let's see. Minnesota fan here said, the Sabres are out playing the Wild and they're getting some lucky bounces on goals. Paul, that can happen, right? I mean, when you're working hard and you're doing the right things, sometimes the bounces tend to go your way more often than not when you're doing the right stuff.
Right, and you make your own breaks like Malenstein did. And even Doan. Doan caused the two-on-one because he put pressure on the defenseman, Brodin, who fell down. So now you got a two-on-one because he fell because of the speed pressure coming at him. He lost his balance. And now you go in, and you're probably kicking yourself because you went over. You were trying to get it under the crossbar. And they hit two crossbars, by the way, in this game. Which I know doesn't shock you. Yep. But, you know, this could have been over in regulation. Now, giving it a point to a Western Conference team makes no difference. They couldn't care less about that. Just win the hockey game. Well, even in the Eastern Conference, I mean, you don't want to do that, but just win the hockey game then too. But you don't want to give up the 1 point. But, you know, so I would say you kind of made your own break there. You created the opportunity that you went wide and it went off the glass. Is this the third time in a Sabre game this year we've seen the puck go off the back glass and come back and in? I think it is. At least two. Quinn got a goal that way. I think it's three. I don't know if the glass is bouncier or whatever. But, you know, so you create the opportunity. And, yes, you got a break with Zuccarello. You know, he didn't really swat the puck. I'm trying to figure out what might have been going through his mind there. It was just a strange thing to do, unless he thought a saber was right behind him.
And maybe you mishit it. Almost looked like he like scooped it right in.
Yeah. Maybe he thought there was a saber right on his tail. I got to get rid of this puck because if I let it go, it's going to go right to a saber and there's a wide open net here. But again, I really think the Sabres helped create that chance by putting pressure on the defense. The defense falls down, and now you got it outnumbered to even get a puck over the net that hits the glass that Minnesota puts in their own net.
Yeah. All right, Paul. Let's finish here by looking ahead to December. Sabres have 14 games in December, 4 at home, 10 away, 8 versus the West, 6 versus the East, and only 2 against the Atlantic. It's almost the opposite of what we've seen so far. They've had a lot at home. They've had a lot against their division. But now you're playing 10 of 14 in this upcoming month on the road, and 8 of those 14 are against the Western Conference and only 2 against your division. So it's going to be a whole different kind of schedule for Buffalo this next month upcoming.
Well, you're going on the road a lot, as you mentioned. At least you have won 2 of your last 3 road games. After you didn't have a road win before you won that game in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, there were opportunities to win that Pittsburgh game. They lost 4-2. There was an empty netter. They had some outnumbers in the third period that Lindy Ruff talked about that they could have tied the game and gotten out of there with a win. Pittsburgh did not play well at home against the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. So there were opportunities in that game where you could be on a 3-game road losing streak, but they weren't even able to get 1 point out of it. But there, to me, there were opportunities where they could be on a 3-game winning streak on the road, but at least they've won 2 out of 3 where they, you know, hadn't gotten a road win all year. So it happens just at the right time. You get one more at home, and then as Dan Dunleavy pointed out, 13 days on the road. You're going to have to make sure you have this fixed once you get on that road trip. Yeah, you go to Philadelphia first, and then it's off to Winnipeg and Calgary and Edmonton and Vancouver and Seattle. So it's going to be a long haul, and we'll see how they do with that.
Yep. Okay, Paul, appreciate your insight tonight. Thanks so much. Enjoy the Bills game tomorrow, and we'll talk Monday for Winnipeg as we'll start at home at KeyBank Center.
Sounds good.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton with us here on the postgame. Again, that game, it'll say scheduled for 7:30, but due to television, it is 7:45 on Monday. So just be ready for that if you're attending. All right, for all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodnight to you. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, if you're leaving us now, WGR550.com or the Odyssey app. For all of you on WGR on our flagship More postgame coming up, we'll get you scores from around the league, update you on the standings, see if the Sabres gain some ground here tonight. Save of the game also coming your way. Final score from St. Paul, Minnesota. Buffalo 3, Minnesota 2. The Sabres win it in a shootout. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Middleton to the slot, first shot, big save, kicked away by Colton Ellis, set back in front, and that goes to the far wall, and the Sabres now will counter and bring it out to center, but then pass it up.
Dan Dunleavy on the call. Colton Ellis right there with your save of the game. Brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Ellis was perfect in the third. Only three shots. Stopped them all. Perfect in the OT. Two shots. Stopped them all. And then he went 2-for-4 in the shootout, but he got helped from his teammates. Thompson, Quinn, and Oslin all score in the shootout. Buffalo goes 3-of-4. Only Tuck missed. And the Sabres win it by a 3-2 margin. Brian Colziel back here on the postgame. Evan DePasquale producing. Appreciate you being with us here tonight. Thanks to Paul Hamilton for his work. But we want to see, did the Sabres benefit in the standings at all here? We want to get to the scoreboard, and then we'll update you on that here. Our drive around the league is brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. All right, there are a couple of games that have started late. Let's get those out first for you. They are 12 minutes to go with the second period in Vegas. And Mitch Marner amongst the goal scorers. Golden Knights lead the Sharks 3-1. Kings on a Kopitar goal lead the Canucks 1-0 after one. All the other games in the league final today. Lightning beat the Rangers 4-1. New York is just 2-8-1 at MSG this year. The Avalanche put up 7 on the Canadiens. They win by a score of 3-2. Natchez with 3 assists in that game. The Oilers get a shutout from Stuart Skinner, 26 saves. Draisaitl and Nugent Hopkins score. The Oilers roll the Kraken 4-0. Bruins shootout winners. They beat the Red Wings 3-2. Morgan Geekie scored twice in that one. The Devils, after shutting out the Sabres yesterday, lose at home to the Flyers. Philly wins 5-3. Toronto, 7 goals today, including one from Matthews. They win in Pittsburgh big time, 7-2 the final. Winnipeg, who Buffalo will play next on Monday at home, they win in Nashville, 5-2 the final. And the Blues get a shutout from Joel Hofer as they defeat the Mammoth 1-0. All right, there's your NHL look. Let's go Big Four college hoops, and how about the UB Bulls? They improved to 8-0, winning at the Kessler Center tonight over Canisius by a score of 71-53. The Griffs drop to 4-4. Niagara earlier this afternoon, a game you may have heard on our flagship on WGR, lost to Detroit 70-66. The Purple Eagles are now 2-5. The Bandits go to 1-0. They beat Georgia today at KeyBank Center tonight, 15-11. So good start for the Bandits on banner-raising night. Let's go to top 25 college football. Some drama right now in the Iron Bowl down in Alabama. Auburn hosting tonight, the Crimson Tide. There are 2 minutes to go in the game, and Alabama leads Auburn 27-20, but Auburn has the ball at midfield. That one, if you want it, on ABC, with obviously a little drama left to go. Number 21, SMU, with 2 minutes to go, leads at Cal 35-31. And end of the first quarter out in Stanford, the number 9-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish lead the Cardinal 14-0. All right, all the other games final in top 25 action. Number 1, Ohio State, goes to 12-0. They'll be in the Big Ten title game next week against number 2, Indiana. They beat rival number 15, Michigan, 27-9. Number 12, Miami, goes to 10-2. They beat Pitt on the road, 38-7. The Panthers were ranked 22nd. Number 5, Texas Tech, shutting out West Virginia, 49-0. Number 11, BYU, goes to 11-1. They'll be in the Big 12 title game next week. They beat UCF 41-21. Number 8, Oklahoma, goes to 10-2. They come back to defeat LSU 17-13. Speaking of LSU, there are some reports trickling out tonight down in Oxford, Mississippi, that Lane Kiffin may be leaving Ole Miss to go to LSU. Kiffin wants to coach Ole Miss in the playoff games, but nothing resolved as of this moment. Just some reports here and there, but nothing official from either school yet. Other games from the SEC. Number 14, Vanderbilt, goes to 10-2. They beat number 19, Tennessee, 45-24. Number 6, Oregon, wins at Washington, 26-14. Number 18, Virginia, goes to 10-2. They beat Virginia Tech, 27-7. Number 24, Tulane, shuts out Charlotte, 27-0. And in the prettiest uniform matchup of the day, number 17, USC, beats UCLA, 29-10. All right, there's your scores. Yes, it's probably my favorite uniform matchup in sports. USC and UCLA, when they play now, they both wear their colored uniforms. USC with the maroon and the gold pants, and then UCLA with the powder blue tops and the gold pants. It just looks phenomenal in the Coliseum today. They obviously rotate the home team between the Rose Bowl and the Coliseum, but it's always pretty to see some of the highlights from that one. But anyway, if you're looking for something to watch here as we get set to wrap up postgame, minute 35 left to go down in Auburn. They're driving, trying to tie Alabama. Maybe they'll go for two if they score. 27-20 there. That could knock Alabama out of the playoff possibly. So that one's interesting right there. Anyway, that was your drive around the league. Sabres win 3-2 tonight. So what does it mean to the standings? Well, Buffalo at least picking up their 10th win of the season and their second away from KeyBank Center. They have 25 points. However, they're still in last because the Maple Leafs won their game, as I mentioned, 7-2 over the Penguins. But Buffalo, a little closer to the playoffs. They were 7 points back of the last wild card, which was Pittsburgh, and now they still remained 7 points back. Now they are just 5 points back. So they've closed it a little. They are also 5 points back of third-place Montreal, if that makes you feel any better. Here's what's worse. Again, you have to pass Toronto, Florida, Columbus, the Rangers, the Red Wings, the Senators, the Islanders before you can even get to the second wildcard Penguins, and you still would have to pass them too. So that's 8 teams you'd have to pass. Now, if you want to go in the division, if you think third place in the Atlantic is more realistic, you'd have to pass Toronto, Florida, Detroit, and Ottawa, and Montreal before you'd get to third place there. As I mentioned, December is not going to be much Atlantic Division play. Only 2 games in the division among the 14 games in December, 4 at home, 10 on the road, 8 against the West. And it'll open up with Winnipeg on Monday night. Again, that's a 7:45 puck drop at KeyBank Center. We'll have pregame at 6:30 on our flagship station on WGR. Hope you can be with us then. Again, Bills coverage all day tomorrow. Evan, what time do we start Bills tomorrow? Do you know? I think, is it 11?
Starting at 11.
All right. What's your thoughts on the Bills game tomorrow here? Do we still know officially? Is Rodgers playing in this one? Do we know that yet?
He's not designated to be questionable. I think he is going to play. And also, I'm a little concerned. You got both of your offensive tackles out, Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins not playing. That's right. I don't want to say that it could be like last Thursday, but I have a feeling that Josh could be getting hit a lot, and that kind of scares me a little bit.
Yep, Allen, we know a few times, especially once, you know, was hit hard to the point where you thought maybe he was going to have to come out of the game. And, you know, obviously they've got a premier pass rusher in Watt, too. So the Steelers can get after the quarterback. So yeah, that'll be interesting. Weather in Pittsburgh tomorrow. I know we've seen a lot of Midwest college football games today with some snow. Wonder, let's see, tomorrow scheduled weather in Pittsburgh is going to be a high of 44. Chance of snow flurries later in the day. So, I don't know, maybe we'll see, you know, just a little flurry action here or there. But temperatures at kickoff, what are they, 425 tomorrow? 36 degrees. So, that's tomorrow weather in Pittsburgh. And, of course, we'll have the call. Chris Brown, Eric Woods, Sal Capaccio will be with you at 425. But we'll have pregame starting at 11 o'clock right here on WGR. All right, with that, we're going to say goodnight to everybody here on the Sabres postgame. I want to thank, again, our network producer, Evan DePasquale, for his work tonight. Kyle Powell on our social media. Check out his game story, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton was our reporter. Tom Maddy, our engineer. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Culzeal. The final again, shootout victory for the Sabres, 3-2 over Minnesota. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Enjoy the Bills game tomorrow. And I'll talk to you Monday night from KeyBank Center with the Sabres and the Winnipeg Jets right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.